Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord." This was the greatest day in Zechariah's life. Being a male descendant of Aaron, he was a priest, and that was a great privilege. However, there were huge numbers of priests. It suggested that there might have been up to 20,000 of them, and so they were divided up into 24 groups, which served in rotation. The greatest privilege of all was for a priest to be chosen to go into the temple to burn the incense at the time of the offering of the morning or evening sacrifice. Having burnt the incense, the priest would then emerge from the temple and pronounce a blessing on the people. This was such a great privilege that a priest could only do this once in his lifetime, and many never had the opportunity. The priest was chosen for this awesome responsibility by lot. Just imagine the sense of anticipation as the choice was made, and the overwhelming sense of privilege and responsibility when you knew it that it was you. And that's exactly what happened to Zechariah. The other major factor in his life was that he and his elderly wife, Elizabeth, had no children. And at the time, this was seen as a matter of great shame. It was a burden that they had lived with for many years. So when the angel met Zechariah in the temple and informed him that Elizabeth would not only have a baby, but that her son would have a key role in God's purposes for the world, it's hardly surprising that he was left speechless. This wonderful story reminds us that we should never put a limit on what God can do. The idea of Elizabeth having a baby seemed ridiculous, but not to God. We always need to leave our minds open to the new things that God might want to do in our lives. Let's pray together. Lord God, help us always to be open to whatever you want to do, however surprising. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.